What would you do is a hypothetical situation. So really, it's a no-brainer, we say. It means it's easy. What would you do if you, therefore we know we're going to use past simple. If you were in a lift and it stopped between floors, right? So what would you do, second conditional, and as easy as that, we know we're going to use past simple plus past simple. Therefore, what would you do if you were in a lift and it stopped between floors? Because stop is a regular verb. What would you do? Wow. Number seven. If somebody blank give me £10,000, I blank have a very long holiday. For sure. All right. A minute to decide. Okay, again, clearly a hypothetical situation because who's going to give me £10,000 just like that? Also, pounds. Who uses pounds in Europe and Italy? Okay, just kidding. So, hypothetical situation, right? Therefore, second conditional. If somebody gave me, second form, given. If somebody gave me £10,000, I, conditional, would have a very long holiday. All right, so this is an example of clear-cut second conditional, past simple and conditional. What would you guys do if somebody gave you 10,000 euros? That's a good question to ask. I always ask it in the classroom, and there are all kinds of crazy answers. Too bad I don't know what you guys are doing, but you can always answer it to yourselves. All right, 38.3. Write sentences beginning if. Let's read the example. We've decided not to catch the 10:30 train. It arrived too early, therefore I'm writing down, if we caught the 10:30 train, we'd arrive too early. So you need to transform this sentence so it begins with an if. It's not as difficult as it seems. All right, number two. Kevin is not going to do his driving test now. Fail. If he blank a minute, write this sentence down. So get yourself a piece of paper or maybe you're on a computer and type it then. But please do the exercise because that's the only way to excel at English. All right, a minute. All right. Kevin is not going to do this, to do his driving test now. Fail. So if he, clearly it's going to be a second conditional, right? Because it's a hypothetical situation. He's not going to do it, so I'm imagining that he would do it, right? So I say if he did his driving test now, he would fail, right? If he did, because you do a test, he would fail. All right. Is that what you guys have? Number three, we've decided not to stay at a hotel. Cost too much. Take a minute to write the sentence down. All right, we've decided not to stay at a hotel, cost too much. If, again, hypothetical situation, therefore, second conditional, if we stayed, right, because stay is a regular verb, if we stayed at a hotel, it would cost too much, right? Incidentally, what are the three forms of the verb to cost? Cost, cost, cost. All right, so if we stayed at a hotel, it would cost too much. Good. Number four. Sally isn't going to leave her job. Not get another one. Take a minute to decide. Okay. Sally isn't going to leave her job, so it's an imaginary situation yet again, second conditional. If she, right, if Sally left her job, she wouldn't get another one, right? Leave, left, left. If Sally left her job, she wouldn't get another one. Second conditional, a hypothetical situation. Since we know she's not going to get leave her job, we're using the second conditional. You're right. Number five, we've decided not to invite Ben to the party. Have to invite his friends too. What's happening here? All right, a minute. Write it down. All right. We've decided not to invite Ben to the party, Harmeen. Because probably there are too many friends, right? So if we invited, again, it's a hypothetical situation, right? I'm sorry, you already understand this. Therefore, second conditional, if we invited Ben to the party, we would have to invite his friends too. So if we invited, we would have to invite, but we're not going to invite them, so we will not invite friends too. Okay, great. Last but not least, number six. I'm not going to tell him what happened. Not believe me. Take a minute to decide. Okay, I'm not going to tell him what happened, not believe me. If I told him what happened, he wouldn't believe me. All right? It's a conditional, a second conditional. If I told him what happened, he wouldn't believe me. All right, last exercise for today, 38.4. Use your own ideas to complete these sentences. If I won a lot of money, I'd buy a house. Now, I'm really interested in all of your answers, but unfortunately, you'll just need to listen to mine. Nevertheless, please write your answers down on a computer or just on a piece of paper. All right. Number two. So, if I want a lot of money, I would like you to write down a sentence. And then let's do number two. I'd be very angry if a minute to write it down. Okay, I'd be very angry if you guys didn't pass your exam. So I would be very angry if you didn't pass your exam, right? I'm curious to know what you wrote, but unfortunately, I don't have a way of knowing. All right, number three. If you bought a car, as you see from the very first sentence, you already know it's a second conditional. It's hypothetical, right? So you can basically write anything you think would happen. So if you bought a car, a minute to write things down. All right. If you bought a car, you would need to pay insurance on it, right? If you bought, it's past simple, you would need to pay is conditional. Great. And number four, I'd be surprised if. I would be surprised. So, second conditional. All right, I'm in it. Okay, I'd be surprised if you didn't pass your exam, right? So I'm going to use negation and I'm going to use the first form of the verb because after didn't or did, we use the first form. So I'd be surprised if you didn't pass your exam. Number five, would you mind if blank minute to decide? Okay. Mind if I, so second conditional, borrowed your pen, past simple, borrow means to take, right? Would you mind if I borrowed your pen? No, sure, take it. So borrow is take and lend is give, right? Borrow, borrowed, borrowed, and lent is give. All right. Now, this is it for exercises for if I do and if I did. So, first conditional and second conditional. Now, first conditional is pretty easy. Second conditional is a little trickier. Third conditional is difficult in the formation. So, we're going to do a little more classes, audio lessons on the conditional. So, next audio lesson is going to be about the second conditional. So, in case you didn't understand something. In this audio lesson, don't despair. We're gonna do a lot more exercise. I'm sure you're very excited. All right, remember, as I posted it in the rules to the class a couple of weeks ago, it is essential that you don't just listen to these classes. It is essential that you take an active participation. What does it mean? It means that you repeat, repeat, repeat. It means that you do the exercises together with me. It means that you listen and then you write things down and then you repeat them and then you repeat them again. So at the end of this audio lesson, You don't just remember things. You actually know how to pronounce things, you know, maybe some forms of the verbs, and you know, you learned the grammar part, which is essentially the most important part. Sure, there's the reading comprehension, which is also important, and of course, it's a big part of this class, but remember, grammar is the basis for everything. If you don't know your grammar, you're not going to be able to discuss I don't know, a business call reading comprehension, because it's impossible. If you don't know your grammar, then what are you doing reading things? Okay, on this positive note, I'm going to let you go and, well, tune in for next audio lesson. All right.